Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Christ is coming, coming soon. Earth's long night is almost over. Christ is coming, coming soon. Long we waited, blessed Redeemer, waiting for the first bright ray.
years ago, maybe not that long, maybe only 40 years ago, there was a man that was a mission, well, not a missionary, he's a pastor in Germany, and he was visiting in Ridgewood. And he only spoke German, I think. He maybe could say hello and goodbye, that was about all. Other than just German. His name was Brother Lardon. Some of you, I'm sure, remember him. I think he was from Hamburg, if I'm not mistaken. And I know that the my uncle, Edwin, and the other ministers, I don't want to say they revered, that would be the wrong word. They greatly respected Brother Lardon and his ministry. And he got up in one of the meetings that we were in, that he was attending in Ridgewood. And he started out by saying something like this. And it was translated to English by Brother Edwin, so I was able to hear it. And he said, the best of us are half asleep. And I never forgot that. He went on to talk about the parable we have in Matthew 25. And how important it is to get oil and prepare ahead of time. Because when the Lord comes back, it's too late then to go scramble around and try to get oil in your vessel. The best of us are half asleep. And the Lord wants to keep us alert and awake and looking for the blessed hope. And you remember there in the parable, I think the whole point, or one of the major points, is preparedness. Buy up the oil while you have time, while you can. Now is an opportunity. Tonight's an opportunity. Give me oil in my lamp. Because the bridegroom came, go ye out to meet him. And they that had oil in their vessels with their lamps went out. They were all slumbering and sleeping. But they stirred themselves enough to go out to meet the bridegroom, and thank God they had oil in their vessel with their lamp. The five foolish virgins had no oil. And they went out and were trying to buy it or find it, and it was too late. Well, while they were going to buy oil, the door, we read there, was shut. And the best of them, the ones that were asleep but had enough oil at least, well, they went into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I think the lesson is well learned and taken. Lord, you're coming. You're coming. And in the days before Jesus comes, there's a flood of iniquity that fills the whole earth. You read about it in Revelation. It kind of just is spewed out and would like to ensnare and engulf and overtake. But God has prepared a place. It's called the church in the wilderness in Revelation. God has a place prepared for his people where we're safe from all the onslaughts of the enemy. And he gives us grace to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. But the preparation to do all that is today, tonight, in these weeks or days that we're at camp. And while we go back home, buy up those opportunities. Get oil in your vessel, every opportunity you have. Don't let your light go out. Don't lose out that preparedness for the return and coming of Jesus Christ. We sang in that song, the song was written many years ago, it's nothing new about it, and the songwriter then said, already in the east the glow is appearing. Christ is coming. Christ is coming soon. I don't personally think there's anything really left. I don't have to wait for this or that or the other. Jesus might come any moment now, it seems to me. We're just ready now and waiting for his coming, waiting for his return. The bridegroom is on his way. It might be 5 minutes to midnight, spiritually speaking. And we want to be ready. We want to be prepared. And so we don't want to lose tonight's meeting or a week at camp or a day at home. But we want to be sure that, Lord, I'm ready for the soul's bright home. I'm looking and I'm watching and I'm alert and I'm sober and I'm not going to sleep. The enemy would like to lull you to sleep. Take your ease, soul. Come on, just live for today. Enjoy life. You only go around once, you know. Enjoy all the pleasures. Enjoy all that life has to offer. You better make $1 million before you're 25, and so you can spend it well and live well. You better enjoy. And we read in the Bible warnings against such foolishness. Jesus said to that man who had so much and built barns and bigger barns and better homes and better everything else, "Thou fool. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required." You're not ready for heaven. You're not ready for home. Well, I want to be ready. I know you do too. We all do. And so, Lord, here we are in your house again, in your presence, and we're looking for you to come to us. Now, he uses different things in different ways, and he speaks by his word, and he challenges us, and he wants to get us ready for heaven. He wants to make us more and more into the image of Jesus. And I trust that he'll do that tonight and in these coming days during the third period. I pray that he'll do that for the boys that are getting ready to come to camp third period. And I pray that he'll do that for those young people in the village tonight. It's their last opportunity, their last meeting. And I know God has worked in them. And I'm sure that those of you that were in attendance whenever you could get there or whenever they allowed you to be with them, and I'm thinking of this morning as far as I'm concerned, it's so good to see them and to be part of their meeting and to know that God is working in this generation. It didn't end last generation. It continues to this present age. And by the grace of God, if he tarries, I have every expectation that the best is yet to come. We didn't live in the best. It's yet coming. "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." We believe that. We believe that God has for this coming generation an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I know that tonight they're going to be challenged to let the temple be filled with his glory. To be being filled with the Spirit of God. What, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And he wants to live in you and live out his life in you. You're built up on that foundation and you're growing to the fullness of the stature of Christ. And he wants to, by his Spirit, come and live in his temple. And so, Lord, we pray that those young people will experience more and more of Jesus. Spread out your kingdom in their hearts and in their lives. Take over and rule in every area, O God. Be thou thyself the answer to all their questions. And Lord, I pray that you will establish and strengthen with might by your Spirit every one of them, the younger ones of the group, the older ones of the group. Come to those that are in careers and already established careers, those that are just finding their way in the beginning of their job experience, those that are in college or still high school. Oh, Lord, every one of them need you. They need to stand in these days, and you panoply them with the Holy Ghost and enable them to be perfect and complete in all the will of God in this generation. Lord, some of us are getting old, and some of us aren't going to be here perhaps in the years to come. But they'll fill in, Lord, and they'll fill in well as they take up the torch and run with it. And I pray, Lord, that tonight you'll give them the grace and the strength and the help that they need to take that torch and to run right towards Jesus, to keep on keeping on. Fill them, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit, we pray. We thank you for it. Make us all, every one of us, Lord. We sang, keep us shining in the camp. Well, keep us shining in Pilgrim Camp. But keep us shining in the camp of Jesus Christ. And Lord, that church that goes outside the camp, oh God, help us. Help us to be part of that group, looking, waiting, and ready for the return of Jesus Christ. Help us tonight, we pray. We thank you for another opportunity. Amen. Amen. I believe it's 149 in the hymn book. I think, will Jesus find us watching? Oh, can we say we are ready? Ready for the soul's bright home. I think it's 149.
true to the trust he left us? Do we seek to do our best?
Hallelujah, Jesus. 316, and we'll start with that second stanza.